Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Scales of Truth. I'm Tyson Harley. On a day that is good news and it's also bad news, we cannot take our foot off the pedal. The Supreme Court case came down in favor of private employees having the right to their own health choices, but against those who have taken, who are involved with any kind of an organization that has taken federal Medicaid and Medicare money. This is exactly as we would have predicted as a libertarian, as someone who looked at the case even a little bit, when I brought up the booing argument that one of the Supreme Court justices was kind of implying by the question that he or she had. I don't remember who actually asked the question, but it was, hey, executive, part of the rationale for having emergency powers is that the timeline is such that no one else could make such a decision. But now that it's been almost 2 years and the legislature would and could have acted in the same way, if they have not done so, it must be because the body of the people has decided that they don't want to do that. And you don't get to override that under the idea of an emergency just because that's your excuse 2 years later. And it's not how this works. That's not how any of this works. That's great. But unfortunately, it's the other half of the decision that's really bad news today for a lot of people, for a lot of fellow Americans. And that's that, hey, guess what the argument is? When you take the coin, when they've got you by the purse strings, then you have to follow a bunch of rules. You are on a string with them. And unfortunately, because we've basically nationalized healthcare, at least the control thereof, which so ironically is the reason our healthcare costs so much, because of the FDA rules that allow, as I've covered many times, but because of that, basically all the nurses that were saying, I want to help people and I also don't want to put my health at risk. Can I not have that basic, freedom? The answer is no, because almost all hospitals, take Medicare or Medicaid, and probably all of them do. And I believe even this circle has probably been closed, because even though it might be the case that for a private little service, like whether you can get your wedding cake, the argument can be, well, if you can't get it here, you can get it somewhere else. You have choices. Unfortunately, it's probably not the argument that is held in court cases about healthcare, because they'll say it's so much more important. You can't not take Medicare and Medicaid dollars, because if you don't take Medicare and Medicaid dollars, then you are restricting access to healthcare, and you can't do that. So I think the irony today is that the only way to separate yourself from this continuing insanity is to have a parallel system, an alternate system, kind of like our alternate social media that helps us actually share truth and reasoning and logic, despite the mainstream going straight communist tyrant propaganda censorship. But how do you have that parallel system? It is already rigged, so that I'm not even sure you can in any major way have that alternate system. But that's what we need to be doing. And another thing is that you can't take this partial victory as any kind of a reason to let off the gas. Yes, we continue to be able to speak with power and feel like we've got, speak and have a voice with each other on these alternate areas. But you also have to remember, how much are you speaking to the choir and just merely communicating inside that group? You've got to take that information and use that flourishing information environment and reach out to important people. Don't give up on that. If you don't speak to your representative and your senator, they might be inclined to want to stick up for the freedoms. And I know, you and I know, that if some people were representatives, they would just always stick up for those freedoms. But nonetheless, so many politicians are so really are influenced by popularity that without some kind of at least token excuse to really pursue this information, and even if they are pretty good at that, they're not going to. And even if they are pretty good at that, there's also just a matter of you need enough support not to be discouraged. You know, you've been on this fight. How much of a difference it makes to at least get enough support not to be discouraged, get enough support to be encouraged here and there so that you can keep on with this fight. So yes, we have our parallel systems that can seem, hey, there's actually sane people around. They're, and we're allowed to say what we want over here. But you have to reach out to those leaders or you're just giving up on our system. And I'm not saying in some way our system is not worthy of being given up on, but the problem is there's no place to go. There's no place to go. There's not. We can't go to the new world. We can't go to a new planet, a literal new world. There's no place to go. So if we don't monitor what's happening with the insane part of the same place, then all it's going to do is get more insane. And so even if it's just to slow down the insanity, we still have to reach out. The reason we have to keep reaching out is to hopefully let this happen. Unless and until Dr. Fauci, who has brought untold human misery upon the planet, not once but twice now, first by recommending as a preemptive treatment AZT, which literally kills cells when they try to multiply and therefore decimates the immune system. And yet he recommended it as treatment for an immune system problem. So causing untold misery back in the 80s. And now a second time working on a vaccine only 5 days after the U.S. was officially told, well before anything was isolated. So by definition, the design of the vaccine was purely based on whatever was in a computer database online as they were working on the vaccine starting on January 8th or January 9th of 2020, before there was any isolation. So remember, he was involved with the gain-of-function research funding the Chinese during a moratorium against gain-of-function research that specifically added the spike protein to the virus. And then on top of that, he was involved with the early vaccine decisions that was probably where they decided, without even having an isolate, to use the spike protein in the, quote, vaccine, the mRNA, to turn humans into a spike protein factory. He is the reason for the harm of the spike protein, along with many co-conspirators, whether intended or not. He couldn't do it without help, but he was a main driving force and also a liar on top of it through all of this for a spike protein in the viruses and then a spike protein in the vaccines and all of the heart problems and cardiovascular problems and heart attacks and strokes and deaths therefore. So until he gets imprisoned legally through legal means and due process, until he's put before the firing squad that he's deserving of, until this non-president gets taken for task, then we know that the mainstream is only going to get more insane, folks, until the pharmaceutical companies that conspired also to, for whatever their intentions were, they conspired to hide data, to make the biggest marketing push in the history of the planet, despite unknown risks. They conspired to not do proper research. They conspired to purposely shorten their safety trials to fractions of what they should have been, along with Fauci, until those people are taken to task and punished, imprisoned, or fined in a major way. The mainstream is only going to get more insane. So while we have to have alternate channels, we have to also be reaching out to the mainstream to at least try to get that insanity growth to decrease. Even though we have this healthy channel of communication, we have to continue to communicate with those people. It is not time to take your foot off the gas because the Supreme Court decided against us on one hand and against basically anybody who's involved with the healthcare system. On the other hand, the healthcare has now overtaken our country. Everything is nationalized. And with this argument, as long as this Congress idiotically allows more and more control to executive branch agencies, then the purse strings and otherwise, that becomes a rationalization for more and more non-congressionally approved decisions because they give broad powers to executive branch agencies. We've got to keep an eye on and still try to participate in, yes, the truly insane side of our system. We have to keep trying to reform that. And we also need to keep our alternate, our alternate environments healthy and growing. Okay, guys, quite an interesting day in American history. It will be both considered a black eye to a president. That it ever had to come to this is nearly impossible because, the Congress should have clearly said and clearly started impeachment a long time ago for an executive branch under the very same logic. We have had time to act and we have not decided to do this. Therefore, you're trying to do something that Congress has not decided and has had time to do. And therefore, we are impeaching you. Until our branches start doing that type of thing, we're in big trouble. Okay, until our law enforcement agencies are rescued from the tyranny that they're now a part of, we're in big trouble. There's a chance. There is a chance, but we've got to stay engaged. Okay, guys, thanks for listening. I'm Tyson Hartley. Listen to me over on Chemology 411 with Kim Schultz. And here on the Scales of Truth. Also, subscribe and or, do the notifications as well so you see when stuff comes down because honestly, I just don't like plugging an auto update of new episodes into the big tech scumbaggery. So I don't tie my accounts in, which means I do need to go do a manual notification of brand new episodes. And I've got like 8 to 10 coming. I'm pretty stacked up right now. You will see more and more episodes. So keep track of that. I appreciate you subscribing. Please, folks, onward and upward.